Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Krisos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Ches, and Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find Yosef Kogon, Bikar of Mamish. And we continue discussing what we had in the previous Mishnahs, Chaticha Shel Chelev, Chaticha Shel Chelev Noisar. Let's say we have two pieces of meat. One of them is Chelev, and as we know, if a person eats Chelev B'shoigek, he's Chayv Chatos. And the other piece is not only Chelev, but it's also Noisar. It's from a carbon that was left past the time that's allowed to be eaten, so this is an added Isser. And Ochas Achas Mehen, Ve'en Yeduas Eiz Mehen Ochal. A person ate one of them, he doesn't know which one he ate, maybe Chatos, Ve'ashem Tol. He has to bring chatos because he for sure ate chelev, and he also has to bring ashem talui because maybe it was also nicer. Now, achas ashniel, let's say he also ate the second one, maybe shalosh chatos. He brings three karbonos chatos, one for this chelev, one for that chelev, and one for the fact that one of them was also nicer. Now, let's say achal echad asurishayna uba acher v'achal es ashniel. Reuven ate the first piece, Shimon ate the second piece, and we don't know which piece was which. So, zem maybe chatos v'ashem talui, zem maybe chatos v'ashem talui. Each one has to bring chatos because he for sure ate chelev, and each one also has to bring because maybe the piece of chelev that he ate was also nicer. Now Rav Shimon says, as he did in previous Mishnahs, zechatos zechatos. Each one has to bring their own carbon chatos, but ushnehem evin chatos echos. Both of them jointly could bring another chatos because only one of them ate the piece that was also nicer. And they make a stipulation that if you're the one that's chayiv, so I'm machal my part to you. And the other one says, if you're the one that's chayiv, I'm machal my part to you. And once again, Rabbi Yosi says, kol chatos shibal chait ein shnei mevin oisa. Any chatos that comes for an avera, two people are not able to bring it with this tonight, with the stipulation. And moving on to Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph. Hamevi Asham Talui, somebody's bringing Asham Talui, and remember, an Asham Talui is brought if a person is besafik, he's not so sure if he was over something that would be mechayv him carbon chatos. And then, v'noidol shaloi chata. It turns out that he actually did not do the Aveira, so he doesn't really need to bring this carbon. So imat shaloi nishchat, if he discovered this before he was shechted, yetzvi yir be'eder, it can go out and graze with the flock, no problem. Divrei Meir, that's Meir's opinion, because it was made kadosh by mistake. However, Chomer and Chom say, since it was designated as a carbon, it goes out to graze until it gets a mom. The machlan has to be sold, and its money, meaning the money that it was sold for, goes to the nedava box in the base of Mikdash. Now, Rabbi Lezer says, Yikrav, it is brought as a carbon. If it's not coming for this chait, because it turns out he didn't do this chait, it's coming for a different chait. He for sure did some sort of chait that he doesn't know about, and he needs a carbon to be mechaper for, so he can continue bringing this animal. However, if after it was already shechted, then he discovered that he didn't do this chait, hadami shafech, the blood has to just be poured out, and the meat is brought out to be burned, that's because it's just a pasul carbon. However, nizrak hadam, if the blood was already sprinkled on the mizbeach, and then he discovered that he never did the chait, habasar yachel, the meat's allowed to be eaten, because it was brought bekashrus, and everything was done, and he only discovered this afterwards. Now Rabbi Yossi says, afilu adam bekais, even if the blood is in the cup, it's in the klisharis that it was caught in, and then they discovered, yuzarek, it should still be sprinkled, habasar yachel, and the meat could be eaten, that's because once the blood is in the kais, it's in the klisharis, it's already prepared, it's already muchan, it's already set and ready for zrika, so we can continue the processing of the carbon. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up some of the similar situations with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.